which he claimed was from me, in which it stated that the project would be run solely by his company on my corporation's behalf. Put simply, he deceitfully stole my newest, biggest client. By the time the clients had discovered the lies, they had already committed legally to Ivan's company. They apologised personally and profusely for their inadvertent part in the whole debacle, but their hands were now tied. I finally reached Ivan on the phone and, desperate for an explanation, I grilled him for answers. When I was finished, he laughed sarcastically and said, "Matt, you are an amateur," and hung up the phone. Probably the lowest point in my managerial career, I reflected deeply upon the mistakes I had made. I hadn't signed a contract with Ivan. I had never signed contracts up to that point, in fact, with any of my consultants or joint venture partners. Indeed, I had not even signed contracts with many of my customers. I had built a company and reputation based on mutual trust, and it had backfired on me painfully. I made myself a promise that day, listening to the beeping at the end of the telephone. I would stick to my leadership values as a leader now more than ever. I had never signed a contract with partners before Ivan, and I never did so after Ivan. I continued to run my company for many years in exactly the same way in which I had before Ivan had defrauded me and called me an amateur. I worked with people, developed relationships, built mutual trust, explained the why, and led strengths-oriented, transformationally, and transparently. In fact, at the next opportunity, I wrote down my leadership values in my own version of a leadership compass, see chapter 12, and led by them proudly and successfully for another 10 years. Indeed, many of those musings have organically become the foci of this book. I had realised that day what business is. Business is not contracts, products, services, processes, spreadsheets, meetings, pitches, supply chains, or KPIs. The only thing that absolutely all professional organisations in the whole world have in common is people. As of 2018, every corporation on this planet, still, has people at its core, producing and selling its products or providing its services. During my nearly 20 years founding and running my own company, heading up a faculty at a university, lecturing undergrad and graduate students in team and communication, and delivering leadership workshops to tens of thousands of professionals across a host of industries and in many countries, my assertion has been confirmed again and again. Business is people. This book is not about contracts or whether or not one should sign them. This is not a list of rights or wrongs in business or how good a leader should or should not act. This book is about helping you establish what is important to you in your leadership experience. This book is about the value of values. It is not a collection of leadership recommendations, to-dos, or self-help advice. It is not a...